Hello and welcome to this week's SecModcast. This is Joe here bringing you all our latest news in SecChange. This includes the December working group outcomes, our open consultations, and the November 2019 Sec release. Let's kick this off with the discussions we had this Wednesday in a December working group meeting. Five Sec modifications were presented. Modification Proposal 82, 2.4 GHz channel management, where we discussed a proposal of another SEC party, this being Frequency Agility. The working group agreed that this was a feasible option. We will liaise with the Tabask and the Hanwan working group for more ideas on channel management and are planning to hold a workshop on this in the future. Please email us if you wish to be involved in the discussions. Modification Proposal 83, Change Coordination, where we discussed the revised business requirements. The working group did not agree with the DCC's proposed requirements, and so CCAS and the DCC will work together to refine these. Modification Proposal 84, Other User Panel Seating Amendment. The working group was presented with a proposed and alternative solution for this modification. They chose the alternative solution. CCAS will now write up legal text to accommodate this choice and look to publish a refinement consultation later this month. Modification Proposal 88, Power to Raise Modifications. The working group agreed to the proposed provisions and we will begin to draft the legal text and the modification report. And lastly, Modification Proposal 92, New Planned Maintenance Methodology. The working group agreed to the proposed solution and that their current derogation on planned maintenance should be extended until this modification is either rejected or implemented. The next steps will be for the DCC to carry out a preliminary assessment. Summary documents will be available shortly. Now onto our upcoming ad hoc working group for SEC Modification 7, firmware updates to IHDs, PPMIDs and HCalcs. This will be held on Thursday the 19th of December at 10 a.m. We will be discussing how the solution can be refined in order to make implementation faster and less costly. We will also be discussing the outcomes of the Security Subcommittee's recommendation on local firmware updates. If you would like to join, please email sec.change@gemserve.com and advise whether you will attend in person or by phone. One designation has been made since the last modcast, and this was to SEC version 6.21, the November 2019 SEC release. This went live on the 29th of November and implemented 10 modifications. 3 sections and 9 appendices were impacted. For more information, please visit our November 2019 SEC release page on our website. Finally, 2 modifications are currently undergoing modification report consultation. Modification Proposal 86, Alt-Hand Rollout Financing, which closes on the 9th of December. This proposes an amendment to the wording in SEC Session Z, Alt-Hand Arrangements. This would allow the Alt-Hand company to facilitate financing of the rollout in a more economic and efficient manner. Modification Proposal 89, Changes to Appendix R, Common Testing Scenarios document, which closes on the 6th of December. This proposes to amend the User Entry Process Testing and Additive User Entry Process Testing requirements in SEC Appendix R. This is to mandate the testing of the service reference variant by the additional user roles post November 2019 SEC release. Additionally, SEC Appendix R will be amended so that EDs are only required to test service reference variant 6.2.10 against SMETS2 devices. And lastly, just a reminder that Modification Proposal 46, titled Allow DNOs to Control Electric Vehicle Chargers Connected to the Smart Meter Infrastructure. The responses to the refinement consultation are now published on the modifications webpage. And that's all for now. If you have any comments or queries on any of the topics covered, please get in contact and we will be happy to help. Thanks.